fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Wednesday, the 27th day of December, year of our Lord, 2017, welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you to, this coming calendar year, develop a second stream of income for yourself. Here's something that you can do, that most of us can do. Set up an eBay seller's account. It doesn't take much. If you don't know how to do eBay selling, there's tutorials that you can watch there on eBay, and most likely you know somebody already doing it. You're going to need a PayPal account and a digital camera. And your dust collectors. Most Americans, most of the time, have what I refer to as dust collectors in attics, closets, garages, basements, barns. Things that are sitting there collecting dust, literally, and waiting for you to sell them on eBay, the world's largest marketplace. That's your proper tip of the day. It can really be a lot of fun and very satisfying, too, by the way. Okay, we have our waiting in patiently in the green room, my friend Professor James McCanney. Professor McCanney is a credentialed astrophysicist. He has taught astrophysics at the university level, Cornell University, by the way. He's taught mathematics at the university level in Cornell also. He's an amateur archaeologist, radio talk show host, and author. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. How are you today?
Well, if I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal. How about yourself, sir?
Yeah, doing well also. Doing real well. For the last show here of the year.
Yes.
This is, we should have an official military sign-off maybe for 2017.
Well, I'm not sure what that would be, but we can work on that as the hour progresses. The big news in the past week, of course, has been the passage of the tax bill, which I think we're already getting information that American corporations are coming back to this country, that there's going to be more manufacturing in this country, and the difference between a first world country and a third world country is manufacturing, isn't it, Jim?
Well, it's communications, but it's also an attitude, and it's an attitude that starts at the top. What the United States had become was a third world country, because literally we were being run by a bunch of self-serving bank-directed interests. And that's exactly what it was. And it would have been unbelievable if Clinton would have gotten near that office. You wouldn't even recognize this country today. But on the reverse side, yeah, I heard $300 billion from one company alone reversing their money investment in foreign countries that's just sitting there. It's not being used. It's just sitting there. And bringing it back to invest in the U.S. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of jobs. It's a lot of progress. And they're not going to just invest in one thing. They're going to invest in diverse new technologies. And that's what it takes. That's what we have not seen for 30 years, literally.
Right, right. Well, it brings to mind something that Rush Limbaugh said 20-something years ago, and it's proven to be very true, and has been and always will be. Any human activity you economically reward, you get more of. Any human activity you economically punish, you get less of. And that's what we're seeing here, isn't it, Jim?
Yeah, and it's very simple. It's a very simple formula, and it amounts to something called the velocity of money. As money moves, and it's actually something, oddly enough, as much as I don't like Bill Clinton, something he learned. He almost had the national debt paid off before George Bush Jr. got into office. And the simple issue, the velocity of money. Because every time a dollar turns over, the government gets a piece. And so it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that if you can make money move faster, then the government does better. And then you don't have to tax as much. You know, it's something Reagan tried to do, but then he started Star Wars. Right. And we're still paying for that. So, but yeah, it's very simple. You know, we could have had Tang and Teflon without NASA. We could have been, look at what private space is doing, private space corporations are doing for outer space. Things that literally NASA never could do with its billions and billions of dollars and vast fleets of scientists and top-heavy administration. It never was about going into space. But the biggest issue here is engineering and science. Who was it? Was it somebody called in last week? And I forget where it was, but they said that the United States came in 42nd in English in the world, you know, kids being tested in something like the 40-something in math and science. Yeah, it's absurd. But... It's so ridiculous. That doesn't even make any sense.
No, not at all. But when you lower standards and have lower expectations, that's obviously clearly going to be the outcome.
Yeah. So populace, has been just. You know, in terms of education, in terms of the newspapers, there's a story that's floating now. The New York Times is patting itself on the back, just glorifying itself because they did this so-called study of, it's an article that's supposedly the Pentagon has been studying UFOs. And if, none other than Harry Reid is taking credit for this. I mean, it's just so stupid. They have a piece of metal they can't identify, so they're claiming that proves that UFOs exist. That's their proof. You know, I mean, just ridiculous.
Well, I got a little follow-up on that, Jim. When they recover these objects, what they do is they send them to places where they have some hope of identifying them. And I know personally two men who have picked up these pieces of metal for themselves firsthand, There's some disagreement about the origin of these things. Steve Quayle's done some excellent work the last few years about what the Germans were doing during and after World War II, which brings up a whole other set of questions. The Germans were so far ahead of everybody else in the 1930s and 40s both. There's no reason to believe that they couldn't have possibly escaped with that technology to the Antarctic. And shortly after World War II, Jim, of course, is when we started having the multiple reports of UFOs all over the planet, which the descriptions are very similar to the drawings that were recovered at the end of World War II from the Third Reich. What we need is more evidence, don't we?
I worked in that field myself. I mean, I have attended meetings and I have my own designs of electromagnetic propulsion systems that are in use. They were stolen from me because I was not in agreement with using them for military purposes. And some of the designs I have not released because I know where they're going to go. But the private industries something's going on in the background. I should mention this too, as long as we're talking about this. There are what we call the deep state or the CIA that appears from all that we can gather. There's been a lot of arrests and people that are simply being held. And it's a lot of this is related to science, or the people, let's put it this way, have been in charge of science like NASA and things like that. So I'm not sure where all of this is going to go. But a real private space program would put us far into the future. And the idea that rockets are going to somehow take us into outer space, I've been talking about that on my show and podcast, that rockets were never, ever the way to go into space. That's what they show the public.
Right, right. No, it's going to be, you know, the technology that you've been working on is the direction that this will eventually go to, because it's workable and doable, isn't it, Jim?
Yeah, exactly. They're talking about I just wanted to mention this too. They're talking about the Cassini mission crashing it into Saturn. They did not crash the Cassini mission into Saturn. I guarantee you that thing is still out there, doing business as usual. But that's what they said about the Galileo mission to Jupiter, that they crashed it into Jupiter. That's just not true. They would not do that. Take a perfectly functional satellite and crash it into a planet with really very little, if any, scientific value.
Right, right. Well, why would they make this claim, though, Jim? Do you have any idea?
Well, then they don't have to report any results, and that's an eye in that part of the solar system. I mean, here you have something with cameras and telescopes and data gathering equipment in that part of the solar system. Why would you destroy it? And they say, well, it's running a little low on fuel. No, you would just park it in a set orbit and leave it there. The idea that they're going to destroy this satellite is absurd.
Right, right. Well, moving on from there, Jim, we have a new year coming up. Do you have any prognostications for the new year, sir?
Well, I'm personally very positive myself. The things that intelligent people are going to do. We still have the old guard that's going to, guard the old technologies and fossil fuels, and which are really not fossil fuels, but you know, all of that old technology is going to be guarded, but things are just going to blast through. They're not going to be able to hold them anymore. And so that's going to make a big change in everything. And in terms of energy, the big areas are energy, water, food, and overpopulation. And in terms of overpopulation, the world is really not overpopulated. If you look at the density in the cities, 87% of people on the planet live in cities. The rest of the planet is extremely underpopulated. So we have, you know, if you consider all the people that live in cities a problem, then as long as there's food for them to eat and facilities, they'll be fine. As soon as that's gone, they won't be there next week. So the world is not overpopulated.
Well, that's somewhat reassuring, Jim, because that's what we hear over and over again, is the problems with overpopulation.
Another thing is, there was an announcement by a woman who's the head of the World Monetary Fund saying that old people are a liability to the world economy. And first of all, she's going to be old someday. And secondly, a lot of the really productive people on this planet are older. They did not retire and go play golf. They're doing very creative things. So I see a lot of production coming out of older people, a lot of new companies, a lot of innovation coming out of people that are experienced, because you have a lot of younger people with talent but no experience, and you cannot create products and businesses around those products without experience.
No, not at all. Well, I agree with you absolutely, Jim. And if you've got a question or comment, give us a call at 800-313-9443. This is our last show of the year with Professor McCanny, and next Wednesday it will be 2018. It seems like we were just doing this the other day, Jim.
Yeah, I know. This was a flash in the pan year. Really, really just zipped by. And so I'm hoping that maybe 2018, one thing I've done is I've spent more time concentrating on where I have to put my attention. And that's sometimes hard to do. We get distracted by email and everything else. So it's easy to get distracted. I'll tell you one thing. I've seen a big increase in crafted disinformation and dealing with the history of man, disinformation about topics, say Planet X, and things like that, still being woven into the fabric of disinformation that just floats around the internet, and people being right. Trapped in this, etc. So right. Somebody is still very much active creating disinformation. So, you know, everything from the Christmas star, they keep saying that it's a planetary alignment, which it never could be, is, you know, just on and on and on. I see all kinds of disinformation coming out. So just people have to be aware of that. That's one
they
of the
do,
biggest...
Jim, yes, we got a call on hold here. We got Jeff in Massachusetts. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John. How are you doing?
Good.
So I listened to your guest talk about overpopulation. And you know what the funny thing with overpopulation is? Is that in the third world in particular, like Venezuela and areas like that, when you have starvation in areas, it's not because of lack of food. It's because of how the food is distributed. And people are jammed into cities. And that's not because of overpopulation. That's because of the distribution of resources. Like in Cambodia, for instance, people were forced out of the cities to live in the countryside. So governments have a lot to do with how people are distributed in a given area, whether it's by force of arms, deprivation of food, or the access to food. What's your guess?
Okay,
think of that?
We'll respond to that after the break. Jeff, thank you. We'll be right back after the break.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter Domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at The Liberty Man. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 27th. Visiting Professor James McCanny. His website is linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, let's get a quick response here to Jeff's question about his thesis that issues have to do with allocation of resources as opposed to too many people.
Well, China, you might say, does have too many people, but there are cities in China. There's something like 44 cities in China larger than New York City. They have definitely have a population problem, but that doesn't affect you and me. There's other, like India has a population problem, but there again, the rest of the world could keep spinning and never know about it. So, when you look at population, he's saying that Cambodia, they forced the people out into the country to be agrarian. And literally, you could take the 7 billion people in the world and growing and distribute them around the world and actually improve the world, because they would take land that's now barren and grow food and make it into usable land. The one major problem is water, and that's something actually I'll be talking about a lot in the coming, in very soon actually. There's some major announcements, but even that's not a problem. There again, we have a water management problem. I have a book called simply called Water, and I talk about that. The world does not have a water issue. It has a water management issue, because we have vast amounts of water, but it's not being managed at all. In fact, it's being controlled, and that's what the entire global warming thing was about, was to give governments and certain small groups the control of water. And that's been happening. So the world population could be solved. There's a lot of indiscriminate growth in population. And as always, it turns out that the people least able to take care of kids are having them like crazy. And the people who are most capable of taking care of kids are not having many at all. So you have to look at where that population growth is, and that's pretty universal. 87% of the world population lives in cities within 50 miles of the coastline. So if something happened on a worldwide scale, you know, you could be down to a very low population real quick.
Jim, there's a film that it's funny and it's sad and it's unfortunately probably true, that it really puts forth your premise in a Hollywood fashion. The title of the film is Idiocracy. And if you want to entertain yourself for a couple of hours, get the film and watch it. And it's one of the possible futures that we're looking at, because it does a good job of getting, of course, the premise that most people having the most babies are the ones with the lower IQs, less productive citizens, where the high IQ, high productive people aren't having any babies. And it's done in a humorous fashion, but it's an unusual piece of film that I do urge people to watch. It's fun, and it's depressing at the same time.
Yeah, and, you know, this is fueled by the drug problem, which I, from my understanding, is being dealt with, along with human trafficking and a lot of other issues that have been going on in the background at great profit to a few people. And I hope that's true. I just see small glimpses of things going on in the background that clearly they can't talk about in public, because it's a big topic and has to be controlled. But world population, if you were living in a Chinese city with 40 or 50 million people, there's something like 9 mega cities in China. And, you know, the vast populations and just rows and rows and rows of new high-rise buildings without the infrastructure to handle the population. And that's what they're doing. So, anyway, like I say, that in a sense does not affect you and me. What does affect you and me and from China is the dirty coal that they're burning to fuel their economy, and other pollution that's going on there.
Yep, yep. We got a break. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be back after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mm-hmm. homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting and a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Robertson Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Robertson Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Robertson Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 27th of December. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. You'll find interesting things at my website. Our project, we're wrapping it up this year and starting up fresh in next week. Locating and finding images of continents with new coastlines on TV shows and movies. We have 18 images posted at my website at thelibertyman.com, going from recently the last couple of months back to 1952, I think, is the earliest image that we found. Fascinating project. If you find one yourself, get that image to me, a screen capture, and you get your choice of any of my five DVDs as a thank you. Also, my website, of course, are energy cleaners. What a great way to start the new year. Give yourself an energy cleaner. If you have joint pain, arthritis pain, back pain, it will probably help. Not getting a great night's sleep, yep, probably help there also. We're increasing the guarantee, the warranty, 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner beginning this week, next week, sometime. I don't have a specific day in mind. So check out the energy cleaners and the mattress pads that go with them at my website at thelibertyman.com. I do take PayPal. PayPal is the most secure way to make any payment online. MasterCard, Visa, checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free our line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McCanny. Jim, you've got two radio shows every week. Tell people how they can listen live and the archives, if you would please, sir.
Yeah, thanks, John. Every Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee. And it's on shortwave. They also stream live and from WWCR.com. And I was surprised to find out that some people didn't know my show was on shortwave. They only listened to the archives. So I told people, get a shortwave radio and start learning to listen on shortwave. So anyway, just a little, I was surprised to find that. Then it re-airs Friday night on WTWW, the next morning, 3 a.m., on Friday or Saturday morning from WTWW. And there's also in Nashville. And there are many other ways to listen on satellite, etc. So all of that information is on my webpage. Just scroll down to the center column, and it says how to listen. And also the archives are on my webpage. So every week I post the archives, hopefully soon after the show. And so that's it. And then my paid cast, $3.95 a month, for an extra 1 hour of deep dive into scientific topics every week. So all of that on my webpage.
All right. That's good, Jim. And any idea about topics tomorrow?
Well, I'll be kind of reviewing 2017 science and looking forward to 2018. And I find it comical. There's some futuristic, I was just browsing at this before the show. They're saying futuristic spacecraft to go into outer space. And they still are listing these improbable spacecraft that were designed or conceived of in back in the 1960s and 70s. It's just amazing. And this is part of the effort to keep the public from outer space. The whole issue with outer space is, and it's still the same. I have a little article, little short write-up on my homepage on this. But John, if the government proposed a road system to build a national road system, and it would take 25 years to develop, and when it got done, we would send 5 rotonauts across the country to establish a base in California, would you support that?
Well, of course not. That would be an insane thing to support.
Right. Or how about a national telecommunications network that would take 25 years to build $1 trillion, and it would be used by a few government employees at the end? Would you support that?
Obviously not.
Why do we have a space program that continues to offer us just that? It should be a highway to low Earth orbit that everybody can use. Yeah, I have a picture on my page. 1952, Wernher von Braun, the artist's conception of his concept of a space platform, a rotating space station, and that would be used like Stanley Kubrick's 1966 movie, giving us a future of what space would be like. And we have never seen anything like this in any movement. And NASA's trying to go back to space capsules to go to the moon again. I mean, wait a minute.
All right. Well, it is very strange, very bizarre, isn't it?
It's ridiculous. It's, you know, and the fact that people somehow accept this, and it's been proven by Bert Rutan. He took a year and a half in under $10 million, built a spacecraft to go into low Earth orbit, won the X Prize, and could take off from a runway and go into space any time of day. And we repeatedly do it with the same spacecraft. You know, and launch vehicle. I mean, it's so absurd. I'm just speechless.
Amazing, absolutely amazing. Well, it looks like the private sector is finally going to get into space, isn't it?
Yeah, but they to do that, like Elon Musk has to hook up basically with the CIA. He's Google and Fidelity put a big investment into him. He was not getting any military contracts to launch. This was the world of Boeing and, you know, other companies. This was kind of like their private little monopoly. And so anyway, he sued the government, and the day they settled, I think it was out of court, he got a $10 billion investment from Google and Fidelity, who are owned by the CIA, basically, the investments. And so he had to sign into that to jump on the train, so to speak. And that's what that's why he's playing ball with them. And so, you know, he's now third baseman or something, you know, maybe left fielder. So he gets to do some stuff, and that's what they're showing. And he's doing a good job, I got to admit that, but that's not helping you and me.
No, of course not.
The public is being left out of the equation once again. And there again, that comes back to the CIA taking over science in the early 1990s. There was always a black ops space programs and things like that, but it really, really got divided out, and that's where they created what we call, what I call tier two science, the garbage science they pawn off on the public.
Well, they did that. They do that to distract from what they're really doing, don't they?
Well, exactly. Yeah, but Bert Rutan just built I think it just had a test the other day, but it's a big aircraft. It's the biggest airplane in the world. Has a wingspan the size of a football field, and it's designed to carry rockets up to probably 50,000 foot altitude and then launch from there and then come back and land. But that's going to take until the end of the century to even fly, they say. That's their goal.
So, the end of the century?
Yeah. Yeah. So we got a couple more years. Like when people say that, or no, I'm sorry, I think the end of the decade.
The end of the decade. Oh, okay.
But still, it's still almost as ridiculous. This is we're well beyond where we should have been, very capable of having lots of people going into space on a regular basis.
Absolutely, we should have by now. And behind the scenes, do you think they're already doing it?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, there's places in the world where they can come in and out of the atmosphere undetected. I mean, they can fly drugs in and out of the U.S. undetected. What makes you think they can't go into space undetected?
Well, I've been saying for years, Jim, that these UFOs that people are seeing are actually government technology.
Probably. You know, that's the... by mistake, somebody got to a location where they could see something, and from a test site or whatever. Because I worked in that area. One of my designs is published in the IEEE, and it's republished in my book Atlantis to Tesla, The Colburn Connection. So anybody can see that. It's not secret. But you never hear about such things. You just see this, you know, Flash Gordon style. I mean, literally, that's what we're still looking at here. Flash Gordon style, you know, rockets to go into outer space.
Right, right. Well, I've seen those Flash Gordon films, and they look like something a high school sophomore would do. It is. Yeah, it is what it is. What can you say?
Yeah. So anyway, it's just priming the public that you're going to get a lot more. NASA isn't going to change its, you know, dirty snowball comet model or anything like that. Those are set in stone, and that's just going to continue. So it's up to people like myself to just go off and set the correct direction. And don't even, you know, just consider that the government investment is lost. It's just completely lost. And so don't even expect anything from it.
Absolutely. I tend to have low expectations, so I'm not disappointed, Jim.
Yeah. Yeah. But other things will be going on. And What Rutan proved and what I've held all along is that that you don't need much money to go into outer space. You need resources and dedicated engineers. And it's not that hard. But you don't need a lot of money. A lot of money helps, let's put it that way. Because you need raw materials, you need test locations and things like that. But I thought it was funny when Bert Rutan started to actually get to where it was clear that he was going to win the Ansari X Prize for going into space and meet their requirements. All of a sudden, the FAA stepped in and started developing all kinds of red tape for the safety of the public. You know, they just couldn't imagine the public going into space without them. I always say that they don't care if kids are out in the ocean on 50-foot waves with a surfboard cracking their head wide open, but don't let them go into outer space. They're really worried about them, you know, the safety of those people going into outer space.
Right. What was the real agenda there, Jim?
Well, the agenda is to keep people from going into outer space.
Why do they
care? It's, well, that's the private playground of the rich and famous. And that's the way it's been. Because, for example, Mars, there's been intense study of Mars, but all you see are these stupid little rovers that probably are not even on Mars. You know, they can send back pictures and from other things, and you know, keep the NASA Trekkies, I call them, satisfied that that's somehow super and really cool. But that's not what's going on Mars. They have equipment up there that all over the place excavating, and just like the South Pole, discovering ancient civilizations and then not telling anybody about it.
That's a huge question that I hope we will find resolution to. What really has been going on in the Antarctic for all these years? Mm-hmm. What's down there? Who's down there? What are they doing? Do the Germans really have a base down there? Why is Google Earth block out hundreds of square miles so you can't see it? Obviously, the Russians and Chinese can see it. Why can't we see it? Lots of questions, aren't there?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So that's what I say. Don't expect anything from the government. And I started out talking about this so-called study through the New York Times, which, of course, is a big fake news site, trying to make it sound like they're really going to crack this UFO thing. You know, they're going to really crack it open. And there was a secret study being done. Come on, boys and girls. You know, how many times have you heard the same story and it's just, it's a distraction. It's just complete baloney because they literally talk and have nothing to show for it, nothing real.
Nope, it's they just, don't.
This guy is supposedly worked in a secret program and he's coming out into the public and he's going to tell us everything and it's just chatter. It's just mindless chatter that doesn't say anything. You're always expecting the punchline, but there never is a punchline.
It hasn't been so far. No.
There's no data. There's nothing real. It's a fuzzy picture of something on a jet plane screen that they captured, and that's supposed to prove that there's UFOs. Come on. That's just so hokey that, yeah. They can get enough people conned into that and then pat themselves on the back like they're doing real reporting. Oh, come on. It's just, you know, write to these people and tell them that you people are a bunch of idiots. That nobody's buying, you know, buying into their story.
No, that's what needs to happen. They need to be called out, don't they?
Yeah. And it's just absurd. But that's what you're going to expect from the New York Times or, you know, the standard mouthpieces that are all controlled, once again, the CIA, which is still actively putting out garbage science.
And we'll continue to. Won't they?
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see more movies. Speaking of movies, John, I saw recently a movie called American Made, and I suggest that people go see that. The theme is really incorrect, but it's about a guy named Barry Seal, played by Tom Cruise.
Yes, that's based on a true story. It's on my list. Here's our last break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
You know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
The 27th of December, visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, we're down to the last 3 minutes or so here, sir.
Well, John, Happy New Year. I hope we get there okay. You never know. But we're inching towards that magic moment, and I'm going to do my best to make 2018 a very good year. You know, there's certain key issues that have to be solved, and that's what I work on. And I've said before, the issues of energy, water, and science and engineering, space travel, and things like that. So I personally see some very positive things coming down the road, but it'll take private groups, let's put it that way, I don't know if you'd call them corporations, to just take the and move in the correct direction. And then, you know, get the just ignore all the things that are coming out of the government. And hopefully enough people will see this that, you know, we'll have a bright future.
Absolutely. Well, I hope so. And, well, my mantra is to hope for the best and plan for the worst. And the economy looks great if we can avoid war and avoid more attacks from the religion of peace, keep the economy going. It has this coming year, 2018, looks like it could be a pretty good one, Jim.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, 2017, well, rode through some pretty heavy bumps, and that's not over yet, but it's like we passed through a certain door and we're out and running now. In the right direction, so that's very positive. So I personally have a very positive attitude.
I do also. So I don't want to be cut off by the music. I want to thank you for being with us. It's been a great year, Jim. Look forward to having you back next year, which would be a week from today, sir.
Thank you. We'll be here as best as I can make it.
Okay. Thank you very much. Oh, this year has just flown by, hasn't it? Well, we got a top of the hour break coming up here. We're going to have open lines after the top of the hour break. Take your questions, calls, and comments as we are rapidly winding down this year today, tomorrow, and Friday. Last three shows of the year. We'll have Monday off, New Year's Day, and commence the first show of the year next Tuesday, the 2nd of January. So, yes, what a year it has been. The election of Donald Trump just over a year ago, him taking office in January, and incrementally, step by step, inch by inch, dismantling the Obama administration. I think it's great. And I think most of you agree with me that it's great that this is what's going on. Donald Trump continues to play the media like a cheap violin, and the media, they haven't figured it out yet. They cannot change their paradigm. They cannot change who they are, the way they function, the way they react to what anybody does. So here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.